chapter 13, Mishnah 9. Mishahaya nasu lishta yesomis katanas. If a man was married to two minor orphans, same kind of case as the last Mishnah of Mace, and then he dies. Bo yavam ala rishona. So his brother now must do yibum with one of these two minor orphans. So what does he do? He does yibum with one of them. And then v'chazo ubol hashne. Then he comes back and he has relations. He does yibum with the second one also. So what now? Has he like messed up the first one? Is he married to the first one? Is he married to the second one? What's going on in this scenario over here? So it says the Mishnah, or bo achiv al hashne, or similar case, the one brother does yibum with the one mana, and then afterwards another brother comes and does yibum with the second mana orphan. It says the Mishnah lo pasal es harishona. In these cases, he doesn't exempt, he doesn't mess up the yibum that he did with the first mana. So the yibum that he did with the first mana, that's the one that will stand. And what he did with the second mana, that's illicit relations. He wasn't allowed to do that. And that, but it doesn't mess up the first one. We'll see now, there'll be a case where it does mess up the first one. And so too, if it's two deaf mutes, if he does yibum with the first one, and then him or his brother does yibum with the second one, it doesn't mess up what he's done with the first one. Katana v'charashis, but now we come to a case where if it's a mana and a deaf mute, the one man was married to a mana and he was married to a deaf mute and then he died. And then his brother, Boyavam ala katana, he came and he did yibum first with the mana. And then v'chazo bo'al ha-charashis, and then he does yibum with the charashis. Or shebo achiv ala charashis, or one of the other brothers comes and does yibum with the charashis. Lo pasal es ha-katana. So in this case over here, we see that the katana, the yibum that he did with the katana, still stands. He did yibum with her first, and she still stands. But bo yavam ala charashis, but, and here comes the kerbul of the Mishnah, if he does yibum first with the deaf mute, and then v'chazu bo ala katana, and then he does yibum afterwards with the mana, or Achiv al-Katana, or his other brother comes and does yibum with a mana, Pasal es ha-charashis, he's disqualified the relations he had with the deaf mute. So what's going on over here is that a mana we see is stronger than a deaf mute, his relationship with a mana. So if he first comes and does yibum with the deaf mute, right, we worried that the, and he does yibum afterwards with the mana, we worried that the strength of the yibum with the mana comes and overrides, right, the yibum that he first did with the deaf mute, and therefore messes up the relations that he had with the deaf mute. And in this scenario over here, so because we worried about that, he's disqualified what he did with the deaf mute. He went and did yibum with the deaf mute first, then with the mana afterwards, so he worried that he has disqualified what he's done with the deaf mute, and therefore that would fall away. That would fall away. So you see, yibum with a mana is stronger, right? It's then yibum with a deaf mute. And why is it stronger? Because she is going to become a major, and therefore the rabbis look at it as we're in doubt as to whether or not we marry to her. But because she is going to become a major, she has a certain strength over charashis.